Good morning, church. We got a whole song list to sing here this morning. We are in church, so let's open up. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here. We can sing, open up our mouths, show forth praise this morning. And Father, we have another day here on this earth. We have the breath of life. And we have made a conscious decision here to be in church here this morning. And now, Father, as we come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, specify in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you now for your Holy Spirit to come down mightily upon us, that it would be a worship service like we've never had before. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
And be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen.
Found that to be true?
Hallelujah.
Nothing, absolutely nothing is too difficult for God. Let's sing that one more time.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
too difficult for thee. Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice,
and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice,
and again I say rejoice.
Amen.
Let's sing that one more time. Philippians 4:4. The Apostle Paul's words. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice,
and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice,
and again I say rejoice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art Spirit, save me by thy grace. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, crying, Savior, Savior, hear me. calling, do not pass me by.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Found that to be true, go and share it with each other this morning.
Secure from all. and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
To Calvary's side, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than so? There's power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power. Praises to sing. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
How he loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go, his love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Strength is all gone, and and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long. Jesus cares and He knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is waiting for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. How the clouds round you gather in the midst of a storm. Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still, it's already on the way. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. To our bountiful
Amen.
Lord, you are.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us in this house, all in unity, all in one accord, perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us realize today who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, we are more than conquerors, we are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight, and greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and have any readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Oh, let us raise up, let us stand up, and let us be counted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us not neglect the gift that is within us, which given us by prophecy, by the laying on hands of the presbytery. Oh, let us meditate upon them. Let us give ourselves wholly unto them, that our profiting may appear to all. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, by thee, O Lord, we have run through a troop. By my God, we have leaped over a wall. Hallelujah. It is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. Oh, he set us upon a high places. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory. Oh, and God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. Oh, by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, so we are up and rising. We are up and rising. And they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. So we rising up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And we owe all this to you, Lord. We owe it to you. Thank you for you enriched us. Oh, Lord, you equip us We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Victory in Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, that we can shout hallelujah. All that trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, for thou defendest them. Let all that love thy name be joyful in thee. Be joyful in thee. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, we pray today. O Lord, let it be such a move of your Holy Spirit today as we never seen before, that every person, man, woman, and child will be touched today, and then are gonna leave the same as they came. And we wanna thank you and praise you, Father. Thank you for your mighty touch upon us. Thank you for touching the pastor as he will bring the message to us. With a higher anointing, with freedom to preach, with the Lord, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the word come out with power and pierces like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing everyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let it be victory all the way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are, O Lord, we raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us not forget that. Let us realize where we stand. Hallelujah. We stand upon the rock of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for being Jehovah Jireh, for being the provider. Our provider of this church, the provider of each and every person in this body of believers. Thank you for having supply all our needs. Thank you, Lord, for your word says that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And as we give to the work of the Lord, as we give, more is going to come. And more is going to come. And more is going to come. Hallelujah, for being, because we are faithful, because we give to the work of the Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing, O Lord, this tithing. Blessing all our tithes, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching us today, O Lord, and your name be glorified. We pray, Lord, your name be lifted up in each and every person in this body of believers. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. Take a few testimonies this morning. I have a couple things I'd like to share. One of them is been under attack lately, and I believe a lot of us have had that same kind of thing going on. Now, Thursday for me, well, I've been battling this virus, you know, but I got through that. But I didn't go down as far as bedridden, you know. But I did have to battle my way through, and I was able to make it to work every day. But on Thursday, I was just doing paperwork, but somehow I ended up with a real bad back problem, you know, and I don't have back problems ever. And so I thought, well, I was wanting to go do something on Friday and Saturday, but I pretty much had to stay put. And so my brother, Mike, he came by and visited me yesterday, and we had a nice visit, and he said to me, you know, here's why you got these kind of problems. And he says, I believe it's because of that prayer that you guys are having on Sunday morning in the church. And the devil's come up with a lot of anger or whatever, you know, he can muster. So, I think you're right. I think you're right. So we stirred up a little hornet's nest. And then also, I feel like God's been talking to me a little bit about the condition of, you name it, church's condition, country's condition, people's condition. And we have, I'm looking at these little signs on here. Are these new? Did someone put these little signs here? Okay. There's some little signs on the pulpit now that says, when thinking, look up. Okay, so that means look up all the time unless you're just not thinking. And the other one says, look up if you're reading this. So I guess the whole idea is look up. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, when you get up here, you'll see the signs. But what I was thinking is, you know, we can think about doing this, or we can think about doing that. I mean, we can think about putting some mud on the wall, but no mud ever gets on the wall unless we go out and put it on the wall. You know what I mean? We can think about reading that newsletter, or we can read it. You know, we can think about planting some seed in the ground, but we're never going to get no fruit unless we go out and plant it. You know, and it's the enemy. He takes his machine gun and he breaks it down. He adjusts the springs. He oils it. And he puts it back together. And he knows how to use it. You know what I mean? So we have, that's what God's been speaking to me. We have to apply the mechanics to whatever we're doing, or whatever we're thinking, or wherever he's moving us. We have to apply the mechanics to it. So that's I know it's not deep, but that's what I've been thinking about lately. So okay. So, Mike, you have a testimony? Okay.
Praise God that I'm back here where I belong in this church. Whether you guys accept me or not, it doesn't matter. I'm here anyway. Okay? I'm going to rock and roll with God this year. That's my goal. To serve God with all my heart. And to do His will. And I'm, you know, see, it's the year 2010. Oh, wow. It's been 10 years since I've been reconditioned in my mind and my heart and my soul through deliverance and renewing my life with God. So I got away from here for a little bit of time, and I busted 7 ribs and punctured my lung and been knocked around and beat up. But God sustained me through it all. I don't know why. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve any of it. I don't deserve to go to heaven. I don't deserve to be in church today. I don't deserve to be alive. But God wants me alive. And I believe it's to serve Him with all my heart. So that's what I want to do this year. I want to give it all. And watch things grow. I mean, after all, I'm just a born-again Christian wanting to serve God. I love Him with all my heart. Thank you.
You know, I seeing you up here remind me, that's my brother, by the way, and remind me of when I visited my father, or our father, this summer. I told him, you know, you can tune into us right here on your computer. And but I don't think he ever did. I think I might put a little mechanics to that and remind him again. You know, maybe you ought to tune in. You're living back up in the woods, and there's not a whole lot going on up there. So, yeah. There's more going on than the donut shop. Right? Okay. Who else had a testimony? Natalia.
Because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their
heart
with labor, and they fell down, and there is none to help.
Amen. Okay.
I got a river life flowing out of me, makes lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captives free. I got a river life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. I got a river life flowing out of me, makes lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captives free. I got a river life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me this life abundantly.
Amen. I called her a young lady this morning. She said she's not young lady, she's young girl. So I'll say the young girl has a river of life. As for myself, I'm just a creek. But anyway, I I'm working on it, and victory is on the way. Amen. In Jesus' name. I do have a praise report. I think I might have mentioned to you a couple of years ago that, you know, we have all these Latino El Salvadorians that work for us in our company, and they're all Catholics. And I've been trying to wedge a little Jesus Christ into their life. And one time I mentioned to them, you know, I says, "Do you guys want to go to heaven?" He says, "Yes, we want to go to heaven, but we'll follow you." And I says, "Well, you know, you could follow me at work and everything, but when it comes to heaven, you know, you're on your own." So anyway, this every time, you know, there's opportunity, I try to wedge something into their minds and thoughts. A couple of weeks ago, I had to go on an emergency trip to Tahoe to do some work there, and there was a lot of snow there, so I told my boss, I says, I want to take one of those devoted workers with me, and this was an opportunity for me to sit next to him for about 3.5 hours and give him the Bible, King James Version. And as I mentioned to you a while back about the second commandment in the Catholic Bible, it's been removed. So I kind of started from there and went on explaining to him from approximately day zero till present, you know, everything about the Bible and Christianity and so forth. And as about 3 hours passed, this was past Pollock Pines up there on Highway 50. So I says, "Well, you know," I was silent for a little bit. Then I says, "You know, it's up to you now." I says, "What do you want to do?" I says, "I want to follow Jesus." But then I gave him the, what is that prayer? The sinner's prayer, excuse me. So anyway, we went through that, and then he accepted Jesus Christ. And of course, when we got to our destination, in first few meals, you know, I prayed, and towards the end, of course, he prayed. So I just want to praise God that victory is on the way. Amen.
Now, I can relate to that, Vasily, and so can my employees, and two of them are here today. When we take a trip in the van, most of the time we're going to talk about what's going on in that Bible. And it's a beautiful time, usually. Beautiful time. And it's time that's not been wasted, you know. You could sightsee and waste all your time there, or you can talk about Jesus. So, and I sure did like that song from my little sister this morning. Thank you. Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Carol.
I was just going to quickly share a few emails, because Peter and I are kind of in charge of answering emails that come in to EAC. And so I was telling John and Ina that lots of good news. And so he said, "Oh, maybe everybody would like to hear that." So I'll just read a few that I got from this month. And I'm not mentioning any names because I didn't get permission to share these. So no names. "Praise the Lord and good morning. I have been searching for a place of worship that does not partake in the pagan holidays or worship." And so on. They went on like that. So they were happy to find us. And here's another one. "Hi, I used to get your literature years ago, and I just saw your site tonight. I would love to get your teachings again." Here's another one. "Thank you so much, and may our dear Lord bless you all." And here's another one. "Thank you most of all for being there. My need is I want to be close to God, myself, and others." And then she talks about her other need. And then here's another one. "Can you please keep me informed with your latest material and ministries and services and how I can order your materials?" And here's one. "It was not until I stumbled across the EAEC website and started listening to the sermons that I was ever interested in reading the Bible myself, and especially the Old Testament. Now I want to read the Bible, and I listen to sermons every day from EAEC, even into the early hours of 1 or 2 a.m., and I feel like a great change is coming. So we thought you would like to hear some of the good news that the Holy Spirit is doing. Praise the Lord.
It's nice to be able to listen to those sermons, you know. I did that last week myself. Pulled up one of Pastor John's sermons from actually January of last year. And so it's good reinforcement in the week. You know, I ran into a couple of my friends last week. And one of them from my childhood or my teenage years. And, you know, I've seen him over the years from time to time. And the guy is now 52 and divorced several times. And he showed up at his store. He was walking down the sidewalk. He has a little store. And he was with this girl. And the first words out of his mouth, "She's going to be 18 in 30 days, you know." And then on and on and on, this guy. And his brother was a friend of ours and ended up committing suicide about 6 years ago. And the guy was raised a Jehovah's Witness. Left the house at 16. Was kicked out of the house, I think, around that age. But it's amazing. See, the path that he chose is being reflected now in his life even more and more. And he's become so debased. And finally, you know, he talked about these girls that we knew when we were teenagers, you know, and I told him, I said, "Man, you got the morals of a dog, man. You know, you got the morals of a dog." And he just made some crack about that. But it's amazing how if you let yourself go into that demented state, the more demented you become, you know. And then I met another friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a while who chose a different route. And he decided he's going to walk with God. That's my buddy that's sitting right here with me today. His name is Emil. And he's 82 and walking with God. Now that's the whole different story, you know what I mean? And anyway, I wanted to introduce you to him, Emil. Hey, Emil, you want to come up here so you can, the people can see you? And I just want you to see one of my good buddies. And this man also is a plasterer.
Oh,
yeah. This is Emil.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
It's a pleasure to come here.
He's a bricklayer. Okay. Tile setter, plaster, and a born again believer. Okay. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Amen. I'd like to share something with you here from the Bible to begin with for the book of Acts. And I've just been realizing this, that when it comes to prayer time, a lot of people think, you know, well, it's prayer time, get it over with quick. But I want you to know this, that when we have prayer time in church, we are simply standing before the throne room of God and talking to our Heavenly Father and asking Him for this or that, of your praising Him. Prayer time is important. Because that's when we talk to God. I'd like to read to you here before we start our prayer time today from the book of Acts, chapter 4. It's the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to pick it up in verse 21. And Joe is always fast on the draw. He can pull that gun faster than anyone else. So he should have it up on the screen in no time at all. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, this is the congregation now, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God. You have made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For I have a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, where the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold our threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. By stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I want us to be known as a praying congregation. And the result we can see of this is that after every week, actually, we're getting more and more requests coming in from around the world and also from people here. And I want to share some of the things with you here today and of letters that have come in. And by the way, Mike Burns, you are more than welcome here. And we have prayed for you that you would come back. And we are simply thanking God that you are back with your wife. And we praise God for that. This is a letter I want to start with. Is from Reno, Nevada. And if I can get my fingers in here. And I got to look up now when I'm reading this. Says it right here. That's official. This is from Nevada. Hello, John. It's Melina Kosher from Reno. Hope all is well with you. I have not been able to start my testimony due to some major heartbreaks this year. Bob and I lost a grandson to SIDS, SIDS. What does that stand for? Okay. And as we speak, Bob's mom has been in and out of the hospital for cancer. I'm not sure she will make it. We will get through this, and as always, God will have our praise. I guess this will be another chapter in our testimony. Keep us, my daughter, Bob's mom, in your prayers, please. I will share the victory story soon with you. I'm not sure what it is yet, but he gives and he takes away all for his glory. I will be planning on going to your church soon. Bob and I would like to stop in. Have a blessed new year, and please keep us all in prayers. The Koshers. Now, this is a family that goes back approximately 20 years. And when they were newly married, had three little toddlers, and they were on the road to the divorce court. And on the road to the divorce court, they stopped by Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And they got repaired. And they had stayed together all these years, raised their children. And we had a testimony from them some time ago. So we want to share that with you. Now we got something here from, it's from Gina. And this is from Germany. And she writes this, just a short note to wish you and all your staff and congregation a happy new year and let you know that we are okay over here. But due to much stress with my grandmother, we had much time. We had not much time. She's getting worse and worse, and obviously she's plagued heavily by demons. The Polish nurse, Christina, yesterday told us that she's not willing to come back after her next period of going home. January 22nd, because my grandmother is an evil woman and a devil. That quote. We don't know what to do. We know that we have authority with demons, but we also know that they come back and it gets worse than before if a person is not in the right condition. We did cast out demons already one time, but nothing really changed. If Christina, who is the best nurse we ever got to know, throws in a towel, we have not much hope that another person will stand being around my grandmother, especially since my grandmother is never satisfied with anyone, no matter how good they are. She's really at times behaving as she is two different persons in one body. The whole family is suffering tremendously because of this condition. If nothing happens, we will have no other option than to put her in a nursing home. But this will not be very bad for her because they surely won't let her leave her bed anymore. She'll be all alone all the time. And as soon as she gets into her moods, they will pump her with heavy medication, which will probably kill her. We didn't want her to end this way. Now, this grandmother is 100 years old. She just turned 100 last year. And I got this letter here from Sweden. This is from Grace Hansson. And she writes this. Pray for my mother that she will be free from all the demons that are keeping her captive. And she's 64 years old. She grew up in an occult home, and her life has been a steady nothing but misery, spiritual misery. And I cannot handle her. I know I have forgiven her, but I cannot have relationship with her because I see her as a splinter of my family. And she has never accepted Torbjörn as my husband. Now, her mother used to live in Brazil. And she was married to a Jewish witch. Actually, he was into heavy witchcraft, into the Kabbalah. And this is what Grace said here. She simply said that she had seen people before in trance, and she's seen the voodoo work and so on, and she just can't handle it, and she gets sick. This is what she said. I looked at the person on the YouTube, and I thought that this was a message that is okay. But then this pastor that I've seen so many, he claims that the Holy Ghost came over him. They get very funny, strange, and they can't control their body motions, and they fall backwards. This phenomenon reminds me of the time my mother took me to the voodoo rites, and the leader, and they became demon-possessed and actually began to manifest. They could not control their bodies, and you could see the white of the eyes as they rolled. And so she asked prayer for that. Now, I want to say this to Gina, and again, I want to take your Bibles here and turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. And Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 7. And I want to say to you, Grace, and also to you, Gina, that you have done what you can do. And when someone does not want to repent, they do not want to come to Christ, they do not want to change, then you have to let them go. In Galatians 6:7, Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. My wife and I have been working and visiting many years in rest homes and nursing homes. And we have seen people, elderly people, in their 80s and 90s. And those that walk with God, they have the joy of the Lord. And they are praising God. And then we have seen those that did not walk with God. They are bitter, angry, sick. They are cursing. The demons are manifesting more and more. And they are still rejecting Jesus and saying, you know, that the God. And they just spill out the filth out of their mouth. These are the demons talking. This is what I wrote to Gina. Your grandmother and Grace, your mother, they have made their beds. No one made it for them. Now they have to sleep in it. And the only way out is for repentance. But you can't let your family be destroyed because someone made a decision to ruin their lives when they were young. And then when they get older, they try to hang on and get everybody to help them out. And God simply says, be not mocked. Be not deceived. God not mocked. For whatsoever man shall sow, that shall he also reap. So remember this, and all we can do is to pray that God will work and do some great things. Then we got a letter here from Patty Sims. And I'm thinking about, you know, we complain, you know, we got this and that. Patty is really going through a tremendous battle right now. She's just about, I think she's 51 years old, around 50. And this is what she wrote this week, and got it yesterday. Just thought I would update you on the Sims family. I had a terrible day yesterday to the point where I could barely function. I had chills so bad I never felt warm enough all day, even in the hot shower over several blankets on me. I was discouraged and in tears. Eric prayed for me and did all he could to help me with the things around the house. I did as much studying of the word as I could. It is hard when you feel so sick, but I kept praising God through it. I did ask for his mercy, though. I read some things about a low thyroid in a magazine from Peter's house. From Peter's. That's a health food store there. But God told me to shred the page because it was making me fearful and doubtful of his healing. I woke up this morning with numbness on my left arm, which wasn't too encouraging. But I've done much better today. I've been able to get meals ready and do some things around the house. I'm grateful to God to feel so much better. Now, Patty used to live out here in California. She was in the Air Force, worked at our base out here, McClellan. And she married a terrible man that actually was a Satanist. And he tried to kill her. And she was in a tremendous bad marriage. And while she was there, she got cancer. They took the thyroid out. Patty has really been through the ringer. But she stayed with the Lord. We took her through deliverance here. And she got loose from this man that's married another woman, divorced her, and is just looking for victims. And she met a man by the name of Eric Sims. And Eric has been a blessing. He's a kind man, loving man, and these two are serving God together. So we need to continue to pray that God will simply have a breakthrough with Patty. And as she wrote, Noah John is still battling fears at night, having nightmares, even though we pray against this before he goes to bed. He's awakened us almost every night being afraid. He's about 9 years old. Please pray for this. I will have him emailed as soon as he can tell you about it. Here's a praise report. Eric's ear seems completely healed. We pray for that this week. And the furnace has been running well. No water leaking from it either. God healed that furnace. Had a crack in it. Remember that? God can do anything. He does everything he wants to do. We also praise God for that. So we thank you for your continued prayers, love, and support. Keep praying for me that God restore me to good health, so that I can effectively minister to his people and give him all the praise and glory for his healing over me. Our love to you and the entire church body. Patty, Eric, and Noah John. And then we have a quick one here. I'm just going to share them briefly now. This is from Baghdad, Iraq. I don't know if this has been around a long time. I just got it. It says, my name is Gary Hogman. Some of you receiving it know me, some do not. My wife, Cindy, 32 years old, has just been diagnosed with stage 4 cervical cancer. Her chances for survival are very slim. She was pregnant with our second child, had a miscarriage recently at 3 months, and now we know why. This is a request for you to pray for her that she be healed. And so we will pray for this woman, Cindy Hogman. And then we got a congregation spread over the United States. And this is from the Stanley family in Virginia, part of our church family. And pray for Mark Stanley and his family. Mark faced the desire to move to a different location. He hopes to move to California. Well, that'll be good. He wants to make sure that this is the leading of the Holy Spirit. He's waiting on the Lord to direct him if he should move, and if so, when and where. He requested prayer for direction from the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray for that. And then we got some special things here that we want to mention to you. Let's pray hard that God will send us the man, woman, who can be our video editor. Our need is getting more desperate as time is passing. God has a person. Satan is hindering us. Let us destroy the work of Satan so this person can come to us. We need to pray for Karen Leach. She's ill today, and we want to pray for her. And now, I want you to really hear about this prayer request here. This is written by, how old is it, Natalia? 7 years old. This is written by a 7 years old girl, Natalia. And this is what she wrote. Please pray for my mama, Lisa. She's still in the trap of the devil, but she is getting better. Thank you for praying for mama. God hears little children. And we are certainly, Natalia, going to pray for this, and I'm going to have you to help me to pray for that. And then, let us pray with all the power we have that God will start to save at least one person per week in our church. We need to pray for the lost as often as we pray, and many times we neglect this. We are now in the month of January, and California needs some huge storms to give us the water we need. To those of you living outside California, we got 80% what we needed in December, but we are short. Let us earnestly pray that God will give his angels charge to aim the jet stream straight over Sacramento and bring us some great storms, which will take care of our water need for 2010. We cannot demand this. All we can do is to ask God for grace and forgiveness of our sins as a nation, as a state. And the final oil ended up 79.36 cents last week. The speculators are hard at work trying to make as much money as they can. At the same time, the world government is getting a nice cut from this high price. Let us pray with a vengeance that God will smash the speculation and cause billion-dollar losses for the people gambling with our livelihood. So right now, let's have those that would like to help us to pray to come on up here. I need lots of help today. And now, we're going to have Cindy. Would you get that little chair there and come on up here? And Natalia, you come on up here. And we're going to pray here. So Natalia, can you lift her up on a chair? Would you stand with us as we go to prayer right now? So go ahead and pray for your mama, and then I will pray with you, okay? You want to pray for your mother? Okay?
I want you to pray.
You want me to pray? Okay, you want to hold my hand down? Okay. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
You know that Natalia loves her mother. And she is so sad, Lord, that she is sick and not able to walk with Jesus. And we thank you right now that right now, Jesus, you will touch Lisa and you will minister to her and make her whole so that she can be here and worship with Natalia. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, okay? We love you, okay? So go ahead and start your...
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And I want to also lift up Lisa to you and Natalia. And I thank you, Father God, that she can have what's rightfully hers. A mother that is able to look after her and to have a bond with her, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for hearing that prayer from our little sister. And I thank you, Father, for protection upon her, upon Lisa and upon Natalia. That you keep your hand over Natalia, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you've already given her and that you increase those blessings upon her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as she's memorizing scripture, that you give her a great capacity in that area. And then also, Lord, as she's learning to play the violin, we thank you, Father, for blessing her, guiding her, leading her as she plays that instrument, Lord, that she can use it for your glory. And that with some people it might come hard, but with her it will come easy. And she will be what they call a natural musician, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for protecting her animals that she has around her little farm also, Lord. And everything that she puts her hand to shall be blessed. And we thank you for that, Lord. And now, Lord, I want to lift up the rain situation to you. And we've had some storms that we're grateful for, Lord. But we're looking for, like that song says, but for the showers. It says, mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead, Lord. So we thank you for some major showers to come in upon California here. And like the pastor said, we have really no room in this state to solicit for our blessing, because it is a wicked state, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we know that there is a lot of wickedness in this state and in certain cities, Lord. But there are also still your people here that have not bowed the knee to Baal. And we thank you, Father God, according to your word, you give bread to the eater, Lord. You give seed to the sower. And you causeth it to rain, Lord. So we thank you for rain to come in upon Northern California. And also, Lord, all of California, Central California, Southern California. And then we thank you also, Lord, at the same time for work. Work for our employees, work for our people. That the people can go out and earn a living, Lord. So we thank you for work for our people. And those of us in construction, we can't work on rainy days usually. So we thank you for plentiful rain and then sunshine to work in also. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, I come to you this morning and I just ask you, God, to please bind every demon and demonic force up, cast these demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. On our oil prices, Lord, there's no reason why we have to be charged these high prices. They need to be knocked down. The people that are in charge of these oil prices, they need to be bound. Cast those demons that control them. Cast their demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind. God, I pray that you will knock the hole in these oil prices and that you will take charge over this situation through us, Lord God. That we will pray diligently each and every day that we will get these prices knocked down. And Lord, I pray for Natalia's mother, that you will heal her, God, that you will bind every demon and demonic force up around her and cast them demons to the ground. Put your holy angels around her, God. Strengthen her. Give her the chance to be able to fight against the wiles of the devil, Lord God, and all the demons that are around her. And Lord, I pray that you will heal her, miraculously heal her, Lord God, and give her the strength to get near a Christian and get to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, my turn to pray for Mark and Michelle Stanley and their family. And I pray, Jesus, that you will be with this family. You are working in their lives, that's obvious from the different phone conversations that I have been allowed to be in on. And I want to make sure, Jesus, that you will talk to Mark and Michelle and that you will help them, Jesus. Help them listen to the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will talk to this couple and that you will tell them exactly what you want them to do. If you want them to move to California, tell them that they should do that. Or whatever that your Holy Spirit wants them to do. It doesn't matter to us as much, except that we would like to have them here. But wherever you want them, God, move them there and make sure that they know that this is the place where they should be going and where you want them to be. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God for the opportunity to pray. I will pray for Carol Jacobs, that's sitting in a wheelchair. I can just imagine how that feels like. She's been close to 4.5 years in this position. She lives in Hawaii. I talked to her a couple of days ago. And so I will take a prayer for her. Dear Heavenly Father, there is no words to express to pray for this precious Carol Jacobs. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you move in a mighty way right now. There is no distance with you, God. And you will touch her with your unconditional love. And that she will know that you are right there beside her. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for your wonderful healing to take place. That she would feel your healing power from the top of her head to down to her feet. And I give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And I'm also praying for the video editor. God, I thank you. I do believe there's going to be a man. I don't know why, but I think so. And God, you have that man someplace, somewhere. If he moves from another state or wherever, for you everything is possible. As we have been singing here, nothing is too difficult for God. It certainly is not. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father. I thank you that I can be here today as I was bitten by a tremendous, terrible thing like a poison spider. like the Black Widow. It's a miracle I'm here, actually, and I thank you for that, God. I was just feeling, I know the feeling, and I believe, my Heavenly Father, that it's sometimes we don't understand always what's going on. But one thing I know, that we will have more and more compassions as we go through more and more trials in our lives. That's not going to stop us. And even if I felt so sick, I was ice cold inside my body and outside my body. I know you are still my healer. You are my deliverer. And I know you would take care of it. And you sure did. I'm here today. I could not even barely walk, but now I'm walking and I'm praising you, Jesus. Amen.
And Father, we bring before you our sister Karen, who is always here worshiping with us, but today she has an attack of illness. And so we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would restore her body to health in every way and her soul too. And we thank you that you have your hand on her mightily. And we thank you that Jesus died not only for us to be forgiven, but for us to be healed. We thank you that by his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I so so happy and so giving me the opportunity to be here to pray for Gina. That I ask you, Lord, that the evil spirit in her grandmother's body should be locked and chained and thrown into the prison. They don't have any authority to stay in her grandmother's body. So I ask, Lord, that you send angels on her, on her grandmother, around every day, 24/7, so that she will be free from the devil. And I know, Lord, that you don't want to make her miserable, because your word, she should be stana, should be heal everybody, to make it whole. Because your word is but your strife. Everybody will be healed. And we all always be healed, in mind, in heart, and body, and spirit. So I ask again, Lord, that by this time, all the evil spirit in her body will be out right now, in the name of Jesus. And I ask him in Jesus' name, and right now she will be healed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. And I want to lift up Patty. I just want to explain to you, the reason I always ask for forgiveness is because I'm a big sinner myself. I have so much hatred towards the enemy for disrupting our family. And I always ask our Heavenly Father for forgiveness and repentance, and that is the answer, the solution to all healing and comfort in our heart is repentance. And I also relate to your son Noah, who is battling with fears and nightmares. Our precious little granddaughter Natalia is battling with that too. The devil, the enemy, just wants to take her out. And every evening we say a special prayer for her comfort when she goes to sleep. And we want to give all the glory, all the praise to our Heavenly Father for Eric's healing of his ears and health. And we just want to continue praying for all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is not on the list, but I will add it to the list. I had a phone call. I called Gladys. Then I spoke to Donald Davis. So Gladys sending her greetings to the pastor, Peter, Ina, and anyone else that knows her. And Heavenly Father, we want to lift up to you Gladys right now and her husband. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of her husband. We pray before, we're going to pray again. And let it be the two of them in one accord that she's going to Florida as well. We pray, Lord, let it be done smoothly. And let them have a good time, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for Victor in that family. We lift up to you Donald Davis. We had a conversation. He's still struggling with work. And I pray, O Lord, that you show him his heart and line it up with the Word of God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening the windows of heaven for that man and bring all the finances in. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and make a way, we pray first. Make a way that this man will move back to California. He wants to move here. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you make a way, and that your Lord, that you strengthen him spiritually and become a man of prayer like I prayed yesterday, and become a man that will study the Word and walk a close walk with you. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we lift up the family of Grace and Torbjorn once again. And this time, Father, when it comes to Grace's mother and Torbjorn's mother-in-law. And it is good, and it is pleasant when family members can gather together and to be at peace with one another. But it can be hell on earth when it is otherwise. And Father, she has put in this prayer request of her mother who has been into the occult and doesn't accept her husband. And Father, she has made some life decisions and she's hardened her heart. But Father, we just ask that it is like Michael said earlier, that he doesn't deserve anything, doesn't deserve salvation, doesn't deserve to be alive, but it is God's grace, nevertheless, that overcomes and covers it all. And Father, we just ask for your Holy Spirit to sovereignly do a work in her mother's life, to take that hardened heart, that heart of stone, and just to give her a heart of flesh, and to see the pain and the grief and the sorrow of what she is doing and how she has wasted her life. And that everything up until this time basically has amounted to nothing if she has not been born again. Father, we simply ask for a redemptive work. Not a destructive work to take her out, but a redemptive work to restore, to have her be saved and to have a family be made whole. Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up the Kosher family to you as well. Lord, they've suffered a lot of heartache. God, please let your peace wash over them like a warm blanket, Heavenly Father. Comfort them in this time. Be with Bob's mother. Drive out the cancer. Bind it in the name of Jesus. That might be gone. Stop it, reverse it, and heal it. Heavenly Father, do not let his mother suffer. God, please let them find a way. Please show them the way to come to California and be able to worship with us here in this church, Heavenly Father. Be with them every day. Kosher family, never forget that God is in control. God knows your needs, and God sees your heartache. God sees your pain. And just cling to him in this hour, because he is there for you. I pray that you will be able to come out here and be with us and worship with us. We thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up this church to you. All of us are a part of it, Lord. And each one of us have unsaved relatives and unsaved friends. And Father, some of us have been ministering to them and witnessing to them for years and years, and they just don't change. Others occasionally will come to you, Lord, and then it is great rejoicing for the family to see one more member come in to your family. But Father God, we all are praying for different ones.
We ask you, Lord, to empower us by your Holy Spirit to be effective witnesses, that we will listen to you for assignments. We will listen to you for times to speak and times to be quiet, and what to say and what not to say, Lord God, that will penetrate the cold, hard hearts of these people that are, because they have not been brought to life by your Holy Spirit yet, but Lord, give them a repentant heart. Father, we ask you that as we pray for our relatives and friends and those that we meet, strangers, every day, wherever we go, that we will be tuned in to you, Lord God, so that you can direct us and help us to know exactly what to say to each person that will bring results and will bring them into the kingdom. For Lord, we know that you're working on their hearts, and as we pray for them, we know that you're there working on them, and that you're sending your angels out to minister and to soften their hearts or cause things to happen that will cause them to look to you and maybe feel a need for you. But Lord God, we ask that this church be able to at least bring in one new saved person each week. Father God, in the year 2010, that at least one. But Father, we know that you deal in more abundance than that. And so we ask that as one comes in, it's multiplied greatly. Father God, we thank you that you're going to help us as we look to you and as we give you our time and attention, and that we expect something from you, that you will definitely do it, Lord God. And we will see miracle after miracle of souls saved and brought into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that all these prayers are now upon the altar in heaven. We thank you, Lord, as we have been standing here in front of you, Lord, that you've heard every petition. The smoke is rising from the altar, and in due time, each prayer shall be answered. And we thank you, Father, for the privilege that we can be like the church in Jerusalem. They pray together. And we ask you, Father God, that someday you will shake this place and the neighborhood, that people notice that the Holy Ghost is here. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed, shout it. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. We just learned that today is Mark Stanley's...
No, not today.
Not today.
But this week.
This week.
Yes.
So we're going to sing to Mark Stanley in Virginia. So if we get a pianist coming up. So let's sing to him. Now, because the only one I pick up here now is on this microphone, right?
All right.
So we do a duet.
All right.
Would you stand with us? Okay, here's a Terrell duet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark. Happy birthday to you.
And God bless you greatly. Thank you. You may be seated.